Hey YouTube, welcome to Let the Quran Speak. We've reached 100,000 subscribers and we couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much for your support.
And we did that just within 1 year, you know. We went from 50K to 100,000 subscribers within the year. And again, that's thanks to you, and I really appreciate what you have done for us.
We've noticed more people are watching our videos and people are engaging as well, so we appreciate that. We appreciate that you are engaging with our show. We've received so many different comments. We are not able often to respond to all of them, but that doesn't mean that we're not happy that you're actually engaging. So Dr. Shabir, the strangest comment that I have seen about you is that you, and I've seen this a few times on our channel, is that you look like Quentin Tarantino, the Muslim, supposedly the Muslim Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I had to ask some of the youth here, who is Quentin Tarantino? I had an idea that he was a movie producer, but the youth here said, no, he's a director and even an actor. So I found that quite interesting.
How does it feel that you're being, you resemble him, supposedly?
I have to take some time to absorb that. But, you know, if I had to think about who I might appear as to the public out there, the one incident that stands out in my memory is that your mom and I were at a ski chalet. And when we came in from the cold, just to get a bite to eat and warm up a little bit, sitting from across the table from us was a little kid who looked at me and said, Santa Claus. and his parents were visibly embarrassed, but I had to assure them that no offense was taken. I understood, you know, for the kid, the white beard and all of that, especially my beard must have been glistening a little bit from the moisture out in the cold.
You must have made that child's day.
So I wouldn't have thought Quentin Tarantino, but, you know, if we look good to anyone out there, it's by the grace of God. And we're happy to be offering not only good looks, but more importantly, good ideas, stimulus for thought, stimulus for more research and thinking.
Mm-hmm. One of the comments that I often get, I see, is that my father, my dad, that you are supplying all the information to me and that you're giving me the questions so that our show is pretty much scripted. And the answer is no, I don't necessarily take direction all the time from you, of course.
And I know that all too well.
I have my own mind, I make my own decisions, and of course sometimes, most of the time actually, I suggest the topics to you and we do some of the, the pre-planning together, right? It's not necessarily me or you doing that.
Yes, and of course we've been doing this together for a long time. Safiya and I were with this show very early after its inception, and then Safiya moved away to Egypt, and now she's back, and she's back on the show.
So I'd say we've been doing this for more than 10 years, right?
Yeah, a long time. And you practically grew up with the show.
I was very young.
Yeah, yes. You were a teenager
so
when you...
We've known each other for a very long time, you know, as professionals on the show, and I sometimes know what he's going to say or what his ideas are going to be. I know what makes him tick and what doesn't, so I can, you know, push his buttons a little bit. I can ask him challenging questions, and I know, you know, I have a sense of whether he will be able to respond well or he won't.
And of course, you're always pushing my buttons on the show and off the show, all right, for good or bad. One of the reasons that we're able to come across so polished by the grace of God is that we deal with many of the same topics and questions over and over again. You know why? Because there are some hot button issues out there that are poorly answered elsewhere. In fact, some of the answers out there are quite confusing to both Muslims and non-Muslims. So they turn to us for a greater understanding, for us to present a reasonable approach and understanding of these hot button issues. So the issues come up again and again, and at the end we have to say, you know, it is by the grace of God that we're able to offer the commentary and the exposition that we do, and we thank God for that.
I hope you've noticed the incredible improvements we've made to the show over the last year, just in terms of the sound, in terms of the video. Everything looks much more polished and sounds better. We have a team around us. We have a number of different people working for us right now. And that's made a huge difference in the way the show is run. We are going out of studio, so we are meeting people on the streets in different events, and we're talking to them. So that adds a different flavor. We're also starting to do some documentaries as well. So we're expanding, we're changing, we're making incredible improvements, and we're so happy that you're along for the ride.
Yeah, it's an incredible crew that we have behind the scenes. A number of young women and men who contribute to what you see on the show. And without them, we wouldn't have been able to present such a moving and exciting show. The team is energetic and quite creative. And before this video ends, we'll be inviting them to come forward, at least those who are on the scene here today, so that you can get a glimpse at these incredible young women and men who are putting this wonderful show together.
I think it's a great time for everyone to come up right now. Let's get the crew here. This is most of the crew coming up. Not all, because some people were absent today, but this is most. This is almost everyone who works for us. And our producer, Dean, is coming up as well. He's on his way.
And I would like to say that these people are genuinely interested in the success of this show. So whether they're paid or unpaid, they're all here because they want to see this show progress. They want to see the great ideas behind this show reaching the minds and hearts of people, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, and that is in the service of God. So I'd like you to pray for them for their continued success.
So please subscribe if you haven't already, and tell others to subscribe as well. We want to reach 500K next year. This year, actually.
Yeah, within the next year. So I want, this is where I want to ask for your help, subscribers and viewers. If each of you were to tell five other people and they were to subscribe as well, we'll quickly grow from 100K to 500,000 subscribers by the end of the next year. So please help us out with that.
So please continue to subscribe and to engage with our show. Thank you so much from Let the Quran Speak.
And thanks from me as well, and from our entire crew here.
Thank you, everyone.